And now to this week's selection of letters from the readers of the Evening News, including the continuing road closures and safer driving. But to begin, what else? Norwich City.
No one will be surprised that the letters column has been awash with views on the Norwich City match last Saturday against Sunderland. Here are just a couple of the more constructive ones received by email. Malaga Flyer says, "There are so many aspects of our game that are substandard that it is hard to know where to begin. However, it starts with Alec Neils' setups and team selections and the fact that it took him almost the whole season to find, almost by accident, our best centre-back partnership and to get players in the right position. I have often said that Alec Neils' problems are down to circumstance. He's found himself pitched from managing a small Scottish club into the hothouse that is the Premier League in a matter of months. Having said that, he simply hasn't helped himself." And from Dave123, "Some will say Norwich did quite well using a championship squad in the Premier League. That said, that sad thing is nothing was learned after the last relegation, and it's clear that the board do not have the ability to deal with Premier League football."
Many out-of-towners are finding the road closures in the city confusing, irritating and bewildering. In his letter, Richard Horton, who describes himself as a permanent out-of-towner, makes a suggestion. He writes, "With all the new road closures, diversions and roadworks in Norwich, wouldn't it be easier for the council, and perhaps cheaper, for them to restore the old city wall to keep us all out?"
There has been a lot of comment recently about local authorities insisting that organised runs, park runs as they are called, pay for using public places. Most seem to believe this to be unfair, but Michael Redshaw of Norwich disagrees. He writes, "Organised running, jogging, tai chi events in public areas should pay a nominal fee to use the facilities. It would assist hard-pressed councils maintain the public spaces for everyone's benefit. However, it is my firm belief that the sight of the white, flabby, middle-aged sweating profusely in public parks should be banned on the grounds that it is an offensive sight. Give a thought for those of us who just want a quiet dawdle with their dog in the park, when the frantic lycra-clad mob thunders past, snorting and wheezing and disturbs their peace. Are these people really so desperate for company that they have to group together like a herd of wildebeest and clog pavements and parks whenever they feel like it? If you want to use the facilities, expect to pay for the privilege."
Being a safe motorist concerns a regular contributor to the letters column, Margaret Haley of Norwich, and she identifies a more unusual hazard for the driver. She writes, "Many quite rightly call for texting and using a mobile phone while driving to be made serious offences. I'd like to say that to have indisciplined children and dogs as passengers in a car can also cause distraction and worry to a car driver and take full attention away from safe driving. I used to find my dear mother when she was alive caused distraction too. She used to wear big hats, and every corner we stopped at, she used to lean forward to tell me about approaching traffic and totally obliterated my view."
Peter Wilson has announced he is stepping down as chief executive of Norwich Theatre Royal. Peter Franzen, OBE of Loddon, writes in recognition of his incredible contribution. "When I opened the Evening News this morning and read about the impending departure of Peter Wilson from the Theatre Royal, it was as though the lights were going out on the Norfolk Art Stage. While the late Dick Condon established the City Royal's position in the local community, Peter has helped its reputation grow and flourish on the national stage. But more than that, his involvement in outreach by the theatre is immeasurable, with huge support for so many arts organisations and events in the county. Peter deserves a knighthood for his inspirational 25-year contribution to the arts in this region. He will be sorely missed and is perhaps irreplaceable. I wish him every success with his future ventures. He has left a wonderful arts legacy for all of us to enjoy." Perhaps I should explain at this point that the Peter Wilson mentioned in Mr. Franzen's letter is a cultural icon on the Norwich scene, not to be confused with the editor of this edition of Chatterbox, who bears the same name and certainly isn't an icon, cultural or otherwise.
In fact, he's a complete Philistine. Anyway, that's all the letters for this time. And now, more news from in and around Norwich.